למד בייס סיכיות פס מם פסוכה שנית בפסיכה סביניסטרה. It's supposed to make a regular mem, which is open on the bottom left side. And you wrote in a fashion that the leg, the part going down, stuck to the bottom of the leg, and it became like a mem, closed mem, final mem. So anymore, Ligrav had the ethical place, we shouldn't have it for potatoes. Also over here, you can't just open it up, that's making the letter by erasing the extra ink. Ma takanos, what is a takana? So here is a chiddush. She yigur kol achalta. A mem is made up of a chof and a vov. So it says it's enough to erase the entire vov part of it. Tishok etzuris nun kufo, he says not chof, like a nun. Ve'achakach lichtoiv ma shigor. Now here's a chiddush. There would be room to say that you can't, once you have to erase in order to make the letter, you have to erase the whole business. Here we're saying, the way it comes out in the place is that since the letter is made of two parts, it's made of a vav and a nun, so it's enough, since the nun part was written b'seifa, just the vav part was written improper, so the part that was written b'psul has to be removed. But the part that was written b'kashrus can remain. But by ratio, also can be dalid, yishlach molem v'lo yisaga shiyu ha-yorach levad v'gav levad v'yafsi v'vinik min reish shundem ben gav ben yorach nasa b'psul. He's saying a reish that was made into a dalet, Be'etzem and Reish is one unit. So therefore, since it's one unit, and you made it as a dalet, you made it b'psul, over here, it's not enough to just erase the leg, which is the top. You have to erase the whole thing. You also have Ligur Shneyim. Yeah. So basically, the bottom line is, whatever is made b'psul has to be erased. If it's one unit, we have to erase the whole thing, and if it's made up of two distinct parts, then you could erase only part of it. The Vialocho, he brings a Levush, which seems to pass like it, that what happens if you made a Reish and then afterwards some ink fell on it, made into a Dalet. And since it was written by Kashrus, so it's not enough just to take off that little piece because that you're being Machshir for Kleitos, but it is enough to remove half of the Ois and leave the other half intact. V'im Nidbika Ois Ois. If two letters were written next to each other and they got stuck together, whenever it happened, it's possible. Because as I said before, that there has to be parchment between the two letters. Even though in the case of a whole, we said it's only possible for that before it was written. That's right from the Gemara that it happens afterwards, it's kosher. In this case, with Hoshish, that the letters were stuck together, even if it happened afterwards, it's possible. But here's a tradition. If you separate them, it's alright. It's not chaktoichus. Since it was written properly, lachatchila, but this is only in the case when after they're connected, it's clear that the two different oises. If you have a nun and a vav and you connected them, and now it's like a mem, then the whole thing is possible. But here we're talking about a case where it's very clear you have a oise tov and you wrote some other vav next to it and it got connected on the bottom with a thin connection, then it's enough to erase them. Yeah, there are opinions that the second one you wrote does have to be erased, but the weaker then. Over here, the Shulchan Aruch is passing, then it's enough just to separate them. It will help you by tefillin and mezuzahs. It's not considered out of order. In the case where the hay, which is supposed to be open on the left side, or the kuf is supposed to be open on the left side, and connected. So, yigur regular yachzi yichtuvenu. Over here, you have to remove the entire regular because now the whole letter changed its format. It's supposed to be open, it was closed. But it's a chiddush, it's enough to remove the regel. You don't have to erase the entire thing. Because also here it's made up, the letter's made up of two parts. It's made up of the right side, which looks like a dalet, and the left side. Vein tov l'gur kol ois, ki agag k'din nechtav, like we said before. The gag, which is the right side of the hay, which looks like a dalet, and it's separate entity that was written the kafis. And nog a regel aleph, the gag a aleph, or pnei aleph, Ifnim the gag shetachtov. If the top aleph is made up of a diagonal vav and yud on top and yud on bottom, so it says that if the top yud or the bottom yud got connected in the fashion that the way yud looks is it's wide and then it gets narrow and it's connected by the narrow part. Here the whole thing got connected, so it just looks like one protrusion coming out. So. Also, ain't a kind of frida that you can't thin it out to make it look like a yud. Ela yikur kol mashen asad ipsul. Whatever was done ipsul, we have to erase, we have to vena and rewrite it. Tefena din with yud, shin, sadik, ayin, pei. All the letters that have a yud on top of it, like a shin is made up of three things with a yud on top of each one, or tzadik, two things, and yud on top of that. If it was made in a fashion that it got stuck together, then more than it should be, and it doesn't look the way it's supposed to, it doesn't help to scrape off. By the case of that aleph, that the whole aleph, let's say on the top, was stuck on, and it looks like one protrusion, there is a way of doing this, adding more on the top of the aleph, going to the left, and then it will turn into a yud. The bottom line is, you could be master things by adding, but not by subtracting. Like in the case of you made a ratio to a dalet, you could also, if you add more onto it, to make it thicker, that now the dalet is going to turn into a ratio, it will also be right. Just that, you cannot do, in the case of two mezuzahs, if you wrote something afterwards, because it will be out of order.